Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 21. The Good, the Bad, and the Exhausted. Hello! You're listening to Episode 21 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm Doc Coleman, and I am The Shrinking Man. I hope that it's been a good week for all of you. Like most of my weeks, this one has been odd. There have been some good things this week, some not so good, and a fair bit of just being tired. I don't think I'm getting enough regular sleep right now. Or, at the very least, I'm not getting enough continuous sleep. But there is so much yet to do.
Off to the scales!
Did something this week that I haven't done in almost a year. I forgot to weigh myself on Sunday. So this is a day late, and hopefully not a dollar short. We'll see about that in a little while. So while I'm doing my time-shifted weigh-in, I've got a time-shifted promo for you. This promo originally came out in 2009, but the project is still going today. In fact, it hasn't quite gotten to episode 7 yet. More about that after the break.
We're going back to Luna to finish the job.
The lunar revolution is faltering.
The Persians and the Americans are about to make life very uncomfortable and dangerous out here, Mr. Hartman.
There is a traitor in the resistance.
We're going to push Mongoose down into those tunnels and find our moles. And we're going to shut them down.
But their fate might rest with a fugitive.
No way you get away now, you son of a bitch.
And his name is Joss Kyle. Choose your side, plant your flag, and join the resistance. If you can decide who you really are. From the mind of J. Daniel Sawyer, Free Will and Other Compulsions, Book 2 of the Antithesis Progression, November 11th, The War Begins at www.jdsawyer.net. Free Will and Other Compulsions. It isn't whether you win or lose, but can you survive the game?
Have you heard of the song that never ends? Apparently, J. Daniel Sawyer's Antithesis Progression is the trilogy that never ends. Originally conceived as two books, Dan had reported that the first book has spawned a new volume twice now. The first volume of the story is Predestination and Other Games of Chance. Mercifully, this one is complete. Free Will is the second volume that Dan has been working on since 2009. That is to say that he started podcasting the story in 2009, before finishing the book. Rewrites and revisions have caused Free Will to grow so large that it has had to spawn off a new volume, which is sure to have a suitably long title. Now, Free Will itself was the latter half of Predestination and Other Games of Chance, which was spawned off into a second volume. I haven't heard Dan talk much about the original second volume, which would now be volume 4. Dan is now in the process of finalizing Free Will, and soon will resume the podcast in coordination with the launch of the book. So, if you haven't been listening thus far, you've got time to catch up with the Antithesis Progression in time for new episodes to drop. And if you don't like it, just send Dan death threats at dan@jdsawyer.net. But be creative about it. He collects them, so you will be graded.
The Weigh-In.
Behold, for the scale has spoken. And the verdict for this week is that I weigh 293 pounds. It puts me down 1 pound from last week, and down 127 pounds since my start. I'm still 1 pound above where I plateaued, but with luck, I will break that in the coming weeks. And now that I think of it, part of my own dissatisfaction with hitting a plateau probably stems from the fact that somewhere along the line, I stopped saying how much I'd lost overall. I may only be down 1 pound on the week, but I've lost 127 pounds so far. I know entire adult women that don't weigh that much. I have also noticed in this past week that I am now able to fit into some 2X size shirts. I don't think that I'm quite ready enough to switch from wearing 3X shirts to wearing 2X shirts, but that day is coming. I've also noticed that when I go outside, I'm really enjoying being able to move. If I have to hold myself back for too long, I start to hurt. But when I can let loose and put on the speed, oh, it feels so good.
The Week in Review.
This week, I got back into my exercise program. I started out on Sunday in what may not have been the best way. We went out to an 18th century market day out near Hancock, Maryland, and spent a lot of time walking around, looking at the different wares, and seeing what items inspired us for use at either the Renaissance Festival or at steampunk events. Despite the wet conditions, we did find some really cool things. The park that hosted the event closed at 3 p.m. But since it was early, we hit Prime Outlets on the way back home and did some more shopping. Going shopping isn't exactly intense exercise, but when you consider that we spent 7 hours on our feet, all told, we decided to count it as exercise for the day. I got back out power walking on Tuesday, racked up a new speed run for Nike Plus. I got in another good run on Thursday, but not quite good enough to qualify as a speedrun. Friday, I was just exhausted all around. I called into work and slept all morning. I felt tired most of the day. I would have gone out and exercised, but I had an appointment for a CAT scan in the afternoon. By the time that the CAT scan was done, there wasn't enough time left in the day. I did get in another walk on Saturday, so I managed to get in 4 out of the 5 exercises on the week. My doctor likes the way that I'm healing from surgery, but I'm still having issues with the blood thinners. They keep upping my dosage because the level of Coumadin in my blood is too low. I hope the numbers will start picking up soon. At least the pills are small. As I said a moment ago, I had a CAT scan on Friday to see if there was an issue that needs to be operated on. The doctor thinks that I probably have a rib pressing against my vein and reducing the flow volume. If it shows up on the CAT scan, they'll want to schedule another surgery to resect a portion of the rib to give the vein more space. The CAT scan process took 1.5 hours. Which is ridiculous. I thought everything had been sorted out until I got there, and they discovered that whomever had put in the approval with the insurance company had used the wrong code. Then there was a question from the technician about if the procedure on the script was the right one for what the doctor wanted to look at, and there ended up being a lot of calls back and forth between the doctor's office and the insurance company and consulting with the technician. When things finally got sorted out, I'd been waiting for well over 1 hour. But I at least was glad that they were no longer talking about rescheduling the appointment. The actual CAT scan itself, when we got to it, took maybe 10 minutes. I'm still waiting to hear from the doctor on the verdict about the surgery. I am back on my food plan this week. For the most part, it hasn't been too hard. They changed some things up in the cafeteria at work, and I've had to make some trade-offs in order to stay on plan. But, like I said, it hasn't been that bad. I do need to restock on some groceries soon. I'm running pretty low on some of my healthy foods. I did, however, have plenty of points available at the end of this week, so I'm doing pretty good with less food. Balticon preparations are continuing. I've ordered new business cards for the podcast, and I'm looking into getting some buttons made for folks. I really need to finish the design for the buttons if I'm going to have a chance of getting them made in time, though. The new business cards came in on Friday, and they look gorgeous. I may have ordered too many of them, but hey, at least they'll last for a while. Or maybe things will go better than I expect and folks will clean me out. That would be cool. I joined Goodreads.com this past week and discovered that because of an article that I wrote that was published in Flying Island Press's flagship issue 4, I was already listed as a Goodreads author. Now I just need to get access to my author profile and start getting more stories published.
Lessons learned.
It is so easy to think about lazing about, but it feels so very good to get out and get moving. Activity is like any other habit. Once you get into it, it becomes easier to keep up with it. Even if you think it might be easier to not move, being active is just a great habit to get into.
Moving forward.
There's just never enough time. I'm moving into a busy time of the year, so time management is even more important than ever before. I'm trying to work ahead as much as possible so that when times really get tight, I'm not overloaded. The end of May is going to be a really busy time, but it should be a load of fun as well.
Feedback!
Looks like we've got no new feedback from this past week, but I did stumble across some old feedback that I had missed up until now. It's no secret, I'm way behind on my podcast listening. So this past week, I finally caught the first episode of Nutty Bites. And in it, Nutches gives a shout out to the Shrinking Man Project. She mentioned that on the podcast, I take a more positive spin on weight loss. I do try to keep things positive, but it isn't just about keeping a positive attitude. It's more about recognizing the ways that we sabotage ourselves and finding an outlook to avoid that kind of self-sabotage. I'm all about attitude adjustment. If you'd like to leave some feedback, you can do so by leaving comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022, or you can head over to Facebook and join the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project group. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Scalesley. That's S-C-A-L-E-S-L-E-A. Spelled and pronounced Scales Lee. Spelled L-E-A. If you've got a podcast, send me your promos. I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley, or if you've got another favorite podcast directory, please let me know what it is, and I'll see about getting the podcast listed. Please tell your friends about the podcast, and if you've enjoyed what you've heard and you'd like to give something back, well, feel free to leave a little something in the tip jar. But above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. All right. Going for take three. About time I had a good take so I can go to bed. So, this is a daylight. A daylight? No. Despite the wet conditions, we did some find. The CAT scan itself took about an hour and a half. No, that's wrong. That's not the way I would need to read that. I do things to try to... All right. I'm calling that a wrap. We're done. Good night.